hard to pass the fourth year of this parsha, Achrim Kedoshim, without noting, without at least discussing, at least probably the most famous Ramban al Torah, the most famous statement by the Ramban made in his commentary on the Torah, and it comes in the beginning of Parsha Kedoshim, the second pasuk of Parsha Kedoshim. The Torah here discusses. The Torah begins the parsha by Deber Hashem Moshe Le'Mor. Hashem tells Moshe to say, "Deber el Koladab Bnei Israel, speak to the whole congregation of Bnei Israel, v'marta lehem, and say to them, Kedoshim to you, be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem, because I Hashem, your God, I'm holy." And all the parts of the deal with everybody's service, what is it? What is this command here? What is this charge to be holy? What does it mean to be holy? So Rashi comments here that basically the Torah is referring specifically to what was discussed previously at the end of what's called the end of Parashat Achrimot, the issue of Arayah, religious relationships. And the way one is kadosh, the way one sanctifies himself, is by adhering to these precepts, to these rules, or this ethic against Gilur Arayot. The Ramban, commenting here, feels that Rashi did not go far enough. The Torah cannot be referring, is not referring only to the area of Gilur Arayot, but the Torah is providing a more general ethic. The idea of Kedusha, according to Ramban says, the concern of the Torah here is that you need to go sometimes beyond what the Torah tells you here. You can't just, that it's possible that one could follow all the law of the Torah on a technical basis, right? And being a Valbush Torah, it's hard to translate that to an abomination within the rules of the Torah. For example, one could be gluttonous, right? One could, the Torah has kashrus, but one could eat everything kosher, but in a certain sense be gluttonous in that way. Right? So it's possible for you to technically follow the Torah, but yet not be holy in a certain sense. Not be sanctifying yourself in that way. There's something beyond, there's an ethic beyond, right? There's a way of restraint of your life in a certain sense, and that way restraining yourself, that goes beyond the technical of the Torah. The technical of the Torah has restraints, but when it comes to holiness, sanctity, right, one has to think about what it means to be a greater spiritual being, and not just look for the technical. This Ramban, famously known, however, is really a couplet. There's another Ramban that basically expresses in the more positive, and the Ramban himself, in Kedoshim, notes this comment, and he expands it further in Dvarim. In Dvar Pasha Chanan, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudchet, the pasuk before the Torah says, Shamor tishmur mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem, v'tavcha v'sher tzivach, where the Torah says, follow the commandments of Hashem, and the laws in which He's commanded you. And then the next pasuk, Yudchet, says, v'yisita yashar v'atov b'nei Hashem, and you should do the right and the good within God's eyes, the mind tavlach, so that'd be good for you. Uvati rashad arts tava, and that way you should enter the land, Hashem Hashem, which God promised to you. And the Ramban there comments and says, what is going on? The Ramban says, some people will say, refers to what I said before, follow the laws. Ramban says, no, it can't be, because the Torah told you to follow, it's obvious. What are the right and the good? Ramban says, there's a certain point, when it comes specifically, he's talking about interpersonal relationships, but the Torah can't legislate every single event of your life. The Torah can't legislate every single act. The Torah can say, "Pnei sivatakum," right? Have respect for the elderly. Be lo tishavu ishim shakar. Don't lie, right? Don't steal. But the Torah can't legislate every part of your life, right? But the Torah gives you an ethic, basically. That you must go beyond. Think about yourselves. Your goal should always be about doing the right and the good in God's eyes. What Ramban is saying in both these statements here is that really, the ethic, one of the ethics of the Torah is beyond the technical laws, is to ask the question, am I becoming a better person, a better spiritual being? Many times you have all these questions of should I do this, should I not do this? Think about issues like spirit of Shabbat. Should I play ball on Shabbos? And this is an example. Should I not play ball on Shabbos? Should I go to the game on Shabbos? Should I not go to the game on Shabbos? Should I do this? Should I do this with my friend? Should I do not do this with my friend? Is this okay if I do this? Is it okay if I borrow this but I don't tell them? All these questions we have, and sometimes there isn't a technical answer per se. It's going to be a spirit issue. But the Ramban is telling you that's not like a game here. The Ramban is saying the ethic, you know, the answer to all those questions answers all the following question. Right, and try to make sure you can answer this question. Is what I am doing now, I say the Torah Hashem and Hashem Kedoshim to you, is what I'm doing now, what I'm going through, what I'm debating, the decision I'm making here, going to make me a better person or a better spiritual being? That is the goal. If your ethic in life is, the thing I'm going to do now, the endeavor I'm going to take on, will make me a better spiritual person, those questions and the answers fall into play.